Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call tonight's Board of Supervisors a meeting to order. Thank you for your patience this evening and thank you for coming. I wanted to let you know that the Board of Supervisors met tonight in executive session to discuss land legal and personnel matters. In addition, members of the board met on May 16th and May 22nd in a closed gathering. So I want to take a moment or two to explain the difference so that members of the public and the news media understand what boards like ours must do to follow under the Sunshine Act. When the board meets in executive session, three or more members of the board, a quorum in a board like ours of five, may meet to discuss land legal and personnel matters. These meetings must be announced either before or right after the meeting. A board must not deliberate or make decisions at executive sessions because all decisions, of course, must be made at public meetings. Boards are also allowed by the Sunshine Act to meet in a closed meeting. Closed meetings are for the purpose of collecting information or educating members about an issue. Similarly, boards may not deliberate or make decisions at a closed meeting, as all decisions must be discussed and voted on in a public meeting. It's very important to note that boards are able to meet outside of public meetings. It would be impossible to conduct the business of a municipality without the ability to meet. It's not required that the board take or provide meeting minutes at executive sessions or at closed meetings. If anybody has any questions about this, you're very welcome to talk to any of us on the board, our township manager, or our solicitor. Thank you for letting me take a couple of minutes to explain that this evening. Now, if you all please rise and join me in saying the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Jill, please do the roll call.
Member Mark Moyer?
Here.
Member Justin Engel?
Here.
Member Matt Weir?
Here.
Member Rick Samuda?
Here.
Chairwoman Susan Quirk?
Here. Before we proceed with the meeting tonight, I did want to share some very sad news in the township. Many of you may have read or heard that Paul Clark passed away. And Paul Clark was a township supervisor in Derry Township from 1991 to 2005. Paul was a great public servant to this community and a great friend to this community. And I'd just like to ask for a moment of silence in Paul's memory. Thank you. Now we'll open up our meeting this evening with our first session of visitor and public comments. Just as a reminder, all public sessions of the Township of Derry Board of Supervisors are recorded for the purpose of creating accurate minutes. Speakers are asked to limit their comments to 3 minutes or less. So if you'd like to provide anything to the board, we ask that you step forward, give us your name and your address, and feel free to share with us. We'll have a second opportunity for you to comment at the end of the meeting if no one wants to share at this moment. Mr. Gamble, I wasn't sure. Okay, I think you weren't sure.
I wasn't sure, so it's coming. I just wanted to question. When I went through today to check the agenda for tonight, it still has the same repeated information that was on it for the previous meeting, and it had none of this information tonight.
So it wasn't on the website?
No. It has it listed as the... one week, was it 2 weeks ago? Same thing.
Okay.
So I wanted to keep that update because a lot of people keep down to look at that and see what's on the agenda.
No, it always is, and we normally push it out, so we'll make sure to double check that.
Okay.
We'll check it. Thank you, Mr. Gamble.
Sure.
Any other comments? If not, we'll move on to the adoption of the minutes for the April 23rd, 2019 Board of Supervisors meeting minutes. Do I have a motion to approve? Moved by Mr. Weir, seconded by Mr. Engel. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And those meeting minutes are approved. Then we have the approval of our minutes from May 14th, 2019, our Board of Supervisor meeting minutes. I'll make the motion to approve. Seconded by Mr. Zamuda. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And that also is approved. Next item on the agenda, new business, approval of resolution number 1584, authorizing the submission of the Greenways, Trails, and Recreation Program grant application to the Commonwealth Financing Authority for the Hershey Community Center project and authorizing the chairman and secretary to execute those documents. Ms. Sundgren.
Thank you. While we're still reworking or taking a look at what the scope of the Rec Center Community Center will actually entail, we're looking to submit a request for funding through the Commonwealth Financing Authority's Greenways, Trails, and Recreation Program. And working with Matt and Greg, we were able to identify some elements that we're fairly confident will be retained in what ends up being the actual project. So those would include two community-oriented elements, the indoor-outdoor slide, actually three, indoor interactive play structure and the accessible pool lift. The total project cost in this sense is $307,500. Sorry. We'd be requesting a $250,000 grant and committing $57,500 in matching funds. The maximum grant that we're able to request through this program is $250,000. They do require a 15% match. There's also a $100 application fee. It's always kind of a chicken and egg scenario, but based on the cycle of this program, applications are due end of this month. We might not know until the fall, could be winter, could be early spring, just based on when the board ends up awarding. So based on where we could be with bidding and construction, this round makes sense to hit if possible. So tonight I'm looking for approval of Resolution 1584, which not only authorizes the submission of the grant request, an application, but also authorizes the chairman and secretary to execute all the documents.
Any questions from Ms. Sundgren? Hearing none, do I have a motion to approve as mentioned by Ms. Sundgren?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Zamuda?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Weir. All those in favor?
Aye.
And that motion carries. Next item on the agenda, consideration of a request from Hershey Park for permission to hold your annual 4th of July holiday fireworks display. Mr. Christen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As the board is aware, each year Hershey Park requests permission to hold its annual 4th of July fireworks event. For 2019, the fireworks display is scheduled for Thursday, July 4th, 2019, beginning at 10:15 p.m. with a rain date of July 5th, 2019 at 10:15 p.m. also. They have also enclosed in your packet this evening a certificate of insurance naming Derry Township as an additional insured and a copy of their application at NPA 1123. For the fireworks display. So it is in a position, if the board is interested, to allow that to happen to move forward this evening.
I have a motion to approve that the Board of Supervisors grant the request to Hershey Park for April 17th to hold and conduct its annual 4th of July fireworks display on Thursday, July 4th, with July 5th as a rain date.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Engel, seconded by
second.
Mr. Moore. All those in favor?
Aye.
And that motion carries as well. Next item on the agenda, reduction of the performance security provided for the preliminary final subdivision plan for Woodland Hills, plat number 1203. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you. The developer has requested another reduction of security for the Woodland Hills development. HRG has performed an inspection and provided a written recommendation that $7,779.75 is eligible for release. If approved by the board, the new balance in the security would be $90,806.13 with items consistent with what are in your agenda item. I recommend the Board of Supervisors authorize the release of $7,779.75 from the performance security provided for plat 1203, resulting in the new balance.
Any questions from Mr. Emmerich? If not, I'll make the motion to approve as shared by Mr. Emmerich. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Engel. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries. Next item on the agenda, request from the Derry Township School District to close the first block of East Caracas Avenue on Wednesday, June 5th, 2019 from 1 p.m. until 10 p.m. for graduation activities.
Yes, Jim? Members of the board, this request stems from the Derry Township School District being unable to use Founders Hall as they customarily do for the graduation due to the construction on Milton Hershey School property. They're asking once again for the second year in a row to have a safety corridor between from 1 p.m. to 10 p.m. at night for their graduation. Will incur no cost, the police department that is. Fire police will man those areas. Public Works provide the logistics or the barricades for that time period. Last year we encountered no problems with this request.
Any questions for the Not, do I have a motion to approve the closing of the first block of East Caracas Avenue on Wednesday, June 5th from 1 to 10 for graduation activities? Mr. Weir makes the motion. Seconded by Mr. Moyer. All those in favor?
Aye.
That motion carries. Next item on the agenda, request by the East Shore YMCA to hold the Trove Hop Dash on Saturday, October 5th, 2019 at 9 a.m. Back to you, Lieutenant Roach.
Yes, members of the board. Once again, recurring requests from Troves, Hershey Park Drive. This is to foster the East Shore YMCA 5K, which will affect Hershey Park Drive, Buttermilk Road, Swidero Road, and Sand Beach Road. The closure should last no more than an hour. We encountered no problems last year. It's a nonprofit organization raising money for local charitable events and programs. We would incur costs associated with the use of off-duty personnel and CSOs, however, be replenished through the race coordinators. Again, last year we encountered no problems with this event.
Do you have any questions for the hearing none, I'll make the motion that we allow Trove's Hop Dash 5K run to be held on Saturday, October 5th, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. Do I have a second?
Sure.
Seconded by Mr. Zamuda. All those in favor?
Aye.
And opposed? And that motion carries. Now time for board correspondence.
I just came back from vacation.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
I have just a couple of quick things. Just a thank you to the Parks and Rec Department for staging a wonderful Memorial Day parade and ceremony. It's always a great thing in our community. We appreciate everything you and your department did, Matt. It's wonderful. Congratulations to Lieutenant Roach. If you weren't at the ceremony, you missed a fantastic, heartwarming speech. He wouldn't say that, but I will say that for him. It brought me to tears. It was beautiful. I mean, we appreciate your service both to our community and to our nation, and congratulations on the honor. And thanks to Matt Weir and Chris for coming to the ceremony, and to Mark for being in the parade with me. And I know Rick and Justin were out of town. We missed you, but we were thinking of you, and just wanted to say it was a wonderful, wonderful event, as always. And then secondly, a quick invitation. On Monday, June 3rd, between 11 and 3 in the Hershey Theater parking lot, the Hershey Area All Things Diversity Group is helping to organize this fantastic mobile tour. It's an interactive experience called Check Your Blind Spots. And it's an invitation to anybody in the community who wants to stop by. It can take between 5 to 25 minutes, and it really encourages you to open your mind and put yourself in the shoes of other people, all in an effort to build a more inclusive and diverse community. So that's going to be a wonderful thing. We're only one of 100 cities across the country to have this tour, so if you have a chance, please stop by to participate in that. More information will be in the email blast and on the website too. Mark?
I want to thank Matt and the rest of Parks and Rec for ordering fantastic weather.
And while he's not here, Bob, please thank Tom Clark for going a little slower this year so we didn't have to run after the truck quite so much.
I did wear a run.
I know. Justin, anything?
Nothing.
Lieutenant Roche, anything for the police department?
Nothing. Okay.
Dave, anything for the fire department? Thank you. Bob, I know we've got some work coming up.
We have some work if you're talking about Wolf Pearl Valley Road. Tentatively, that work's supposed to start on the 12th. Two big message boards have been put up, one at the bottom around Wolf Pearl Valley Pond at Wood Road, and one at the top of Wolf Pearl Valley Road, just to let people know what's going on about closures, delays, things like that. So, weather permitting, the 12th and everything else is when they expect to start that project.
That's great. It's good those signs are up early, too.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I'm inviting everyone to stop by and see our new circulation desk. It's open and ready to go. It looks very snazzy.
It is. I'll say jazzy, but snazzy.
And also, our summer programming starts June 7th, the last day of school, so we'll be gearing up for that as well.
That's great. Cheryl, anything this evening?
I have nothing this evening. Thank you.
Matt?
Just very quickly, Susan, I wanted to thank you for emceeing the event this year. Very much appreciate it. And Bob, pass some of our thanks on to the Public Works as well for all your assistance. And Tim, Police Department as well. And I echo what Susan said. This was my 25th Memorial Day ceremony, and we've had some amazing speakers. So, but yours was tremendous. And I know I speak on behalf of the board, our department, and everyone that was there. We very much appreciate it. Thank you.
Anything this evening?
Nothing this evening.
Thank you.
Chuck? Nothing this evening. Thank you.
Lauren?
Just a few things. There we go.
go. First was one, and we had a really good, great weather day for our Art Show and Culture Fest back on May 18th. Just wanted to thank police for all of their help in facilitating pedestrian crossings across Chocolate, Matt and his department for all of your assistance with getting the park ready ahead of time and allowing us to use tables and fences and toilets, oh my, and Public Works for help with cones and providing the truck. So it was a great event. We estimate that we have somewhere between 5,000 and 7,000 people throughout the day, which was great, and certainly couldn't have ordered better weather. Market opens this Saturday, Market on Chocolate. As always, we're looking for volunteers to help at our information table, also with setup and cleanup. We have those opportunities posted in the wrapper and on our website. Music on Chocolate starts on June 8th. Two bands that evening are Not Quite Einstein and RFA. We will be bringing back Blazing Swine for a food auction. Trogues will be there, as well as Olivera's Winery. Two more quick updates. We were supposed to be having a DHA board meeting on June 3rd. That is going to be postponed until June 18th, and there will be official notice coming out, but we're hoping to do that, hold that board meeting in advance of our first meeting with UDA on the planning study. We'll be holding a public participation meeting that night where we look at introducing the project and really holding it as a kickoff meeting. Finally, just one update on the streetscape project, and that is that while a lot of the improvements, you know, the pavement markings are down, we're continuing to look at some areas are complete. The turn lane in front of the Hershey Story still does need to be complete. That's being facilitated by the Town Square contractor, and that work should be starting in June here. So they'll be working to get that in place so that the other improvements can keep moving forward that are contingent upon that. So. Sorry for rambling.
Thank you.
I wrote it all down. Thank you.
Jill,
anything this week?
I have nothing. Thank you.
Chris? Just to say thank you to Park and Rec and the Police Department and the Fire Department and Public Works for all their efforts with the Memorial Day service. Again, it was my first time, Matt's 25th time. Mm-hmm. So it was exciting for our first time. My family enjoyed it. You guys were successful in sugaring my kids up for the afternoon as things were flying around. So I just want to say thank you. It was a great event, and it was very humbling. Tim, outstanding speech. So, thank you. Nothing further.
Thank you. Next item, I'll make a motion to approve accounts payable of $215,717.29 and payroll of $327,353.95. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Mizumuda. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion is carried. Next is our last visitor and public comment session. Again, same rules apply. Just give us your name, your address, and please try to limit your comments to 3 minutes. I know Dennis was ready to hop up.
Thank you. Dennis Trout, 2010 Lucas Lane, Homestown. I've, as you're aware, submitted some information to the board. I think it would be best to let the board digest that and any feedback, additional information to rearrange or recalculate numbers that may need be. The purpose, though, is to provide some information so that you knew what the stuff that was, I felt, missing from presentations past tense might help in future decision making. And I want to commend the board or the township for having the record, the audio record, available on the website. I think in the same spirit of full disclosure, it would be appropriate, if not a requisite, to also provide a website that provides the compilation of the written and email submittals on these subjects. I do not see it anywhere, but from my searches and talking with some staff today, I was told that they didn't think that existed. But it would be good, since in these public meetings, I've heard comments back, well, nobody's making comments on this issue. Why am I, for example, going against maybe the grain of some others, that it wasn't felt that this was public information? So in that spirit of full disclosure, I would recommend that submittals made by anybody, In fact, when the issue comes up before the board, you might announce that you have received a number of these, the pros, the cons, or and cite at least where they can be located on the website. With that, I'll hold my future comments after we have some discussions and feedback, and I'm always available by email, but since I don't always have it where I am, allow me at least a day after it's sent, and if it's weekends, a couple of days to get at it. I haven't joined the cell phone or the internet at home generation. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for taking the time to come tonight and also to share your thoughts with us.
Good evening, Wayne Rivers, 15 Cypress Court. I'm going to extend your shortest meeting ever by about 90 seconds here. So, at the last meeting, Skip Becker made a suggestion that after the election, the four remaining candidates spend some time with you folks, that maybe pull back the curtain a little bit as to what it is you do. I've had conversations with a number of you that all of a sudden, come January 1st, if there's two new people in the position, that you all of a sudden become a safety director, you become an HR manager, you become a professional engineer, and many other things. And maybe if these candidates can hit the ground running to serve a community such as Matt and Justin have, they can, you know, be ready to help the community instead of being under the tutelage of Mark, Susan, and Rick. Just, I think it's a good idea. Thank you.
Just so everyone knows, it's been a long-standing policy of the board that once we get through the general election, the incoming supervisors do come to the executive sessions and are given the packets just like the supervisors are. So there's a time between the beginning of November and the time that they take office in January to get them up to speed. And of course, if you look around the room, there are many candidates in this room tonight who are trying to get up to speed too. But thank you for sharing, Wayne. Anybody else have anything to offer this evening? If not, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So
moved by everybody. Thank you all for coming.